Steve Norman reporting. Australian officials say they have disrupted an elaborate terrorist plot that was aimed at bringing down an airplane. Police have arrested four people in raids in Sydney. Additional security have been put in place in all major airports. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull spoke to reporters.
The police and security agencies have moved very swiftly, as has the government, and I want to thank them for their remarkable work today and last night and every day, keeping us safe.
Turnbull also said Australia faces a range of terror threats, from so-called lone actors to more complex plots. He said the current threat appears to be a more elaborate conspiracy. Officials have not yet said the plot appears to involve international terrorist groups. U.S. military strongly countering Iran's claim a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier fired warning shots at one of its ships in an unprofessional manner. A U.S. Navy spokesman said while conducting a routine patrol in the international airspace of the Arabian Gulf on July the 28th, a U.S. Navy helicopter observed several Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps naval vessels approaching U.S. naval forces at a high rate of speed. The Iranian vessels halted their approach after being fired near. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claims his country possesses missiles that could strike the entire United States mainland following a test launch on Friday by Pyongyang. China has condemned the test, while Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. have vowed to work together on a new U.N. resolution. This